For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, some confirmation here coming through, Clint. On your thought here, somebody said that's a Pasadena thing. That's a hood snack, as some people came through. Some people said, yeah, there is a thing called the Hot Cheetos, girl. You can find that at Corey Stores in Houston that sell that.
They sell what? Literally the pickle and the Cheetos in the pickle?
In the pickle.
Oh, you can buy it already made.
Yeah, that's what some people are saying.
I ain't had a carb in 4 months.
Like Chris said that kinda, you can find a stuffed pickle with hot Cheetos.
Like already made?
Already made.
Where? Text line. Chris, is that who said that?
Chris said.
Where at, Chris? Tell me where. I'm going to get one with it within a couple of days here. I'm going to get one.
Hey,
my Jay in Freeport said my 15-year-old son says hot cheese pickle thing is bussin'.
Bussin'.
God, my son says that gets on my nerves.
Bussin'?
Bussin'. He usually doubles it up. Bussin'.
No G. Bussin'.
Just two of them.
Yeah, bussin', I like bussin'. That. I typically don't get down with the young lingo, man.
My sis does that with her Cheetos and a pickle.
I don't doubt there's a few people out there that do it, but it is definitely a thing if you can literally buy one. Like, if I don't have to go through the process of hollowing out the pickle.
You don't want to do it yourself?
Well, no, I mean, that's
take the time to do it.
I mean,
I think you should do it.
I mean, look, I'm not, obviously.
I think you and Tyler should bring in pickles and Cheetos and hollow that sucker out throughout the show. And
why? When you can go wherever Chris talking about, just get them. I'll get them.
I'll do it, but not with hot Cheetos.
But don't you want to?
No, I don't.
You don't want to get
I don't
want to
prepare
and
anything.
Do that and feel good about that you did it all yourself.
No, I don't
you went through the whole process.
No, I don't want to prepare anything. If somebody else has got it available, I want to get the real deal, man. And then I may try to duplicate it, but I want the real deal. Chris, let me know where it's at, man. What corner store?
Hey, Chris.
Somebody texted and said they capping ain't no store got that already made.
We'll find out.
You hunt that down. No, I didn't.
I mean, that's worth the drive.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
That's worth.
I want to see what it looks
that's
like.
That's worth venturing
made.
Off the highway on my way home. Because if it's on the east side,
oh, you would.
I mean,
police will stop you from.
Well, I mean, hell, look. I mean, all we got to do is pick a Thursday or Friday. We can get up on the west side, the northwest side. When we so it ain't like we don't have the opportunity to stop by and get one. Wherever it's at, I will damn sure it's a hollowed out pickle with hot Cheetos inside it. You know, one reason I like it. Like, one reason I think it's got a real chance is because you remove all the juicy stuff in the pickle that could spill out when you bite it. And the pickle then will contain the hot Cheetos as you eat it. So I bet it's not a messy snack. Like, I don't do messy snacks.
See, what I'm seeing a lot, though, I'm seeing people cover the pickles with the Cheeto and not.
With the crunched up Cheeto?
Yeah,
no,
and not hollowed
she
out.
Had them, bro. She had them. Megan Thee Stallion had them, and it was without a doubt pickle. The end of the pickle was cut off. It was hollowed out, and there was hot Cheetos stuck down in that thing.
Yeah, there it is.
That's it right there.
There it is.
That's what it looked like.
I bet you that can't look. That looks like it's made. It's got a paper and everything for you to wrap around in your hand.
I'm telling you.
When y'all were a kid, did you ever like stick the straw like down in the big dill pickle and like drink the pickle juice out?
So I'm out on that one again. I've never been a pickle guy.
I did that in junior high a lot. I'd go to the snack bar,
I've
get me a pickle.
I've stuck the straw down there, and you pull out a straw full of seeds.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I've never sucked the guts of a pickle with a straw, no.
Yeah, you got to work through a little bit of the guts and those seeds, and then once you do that, you got some delicious pickle juice right there.
I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of the big pickle.
Bigger the better,
size does
me.
Matter, man. I like a mid-size.
You're a mid-pickle.
I'm a mid-pickle. In more than one way.
I like them Dale Dixie big old boys.
Okay, I bet you do. Yeah, it takes two hands, don't it? I can see Tyler at the ballpark
with these
little,
Burger
two hands
King
wrapped
hands?
Around big old
I wanted
pickle.
To take one of them big old pickles and shove it down the throat of those two dudes that grabbed
yes,
Mookie Betts.
They should be held down and beat in the face with pickles. Yes.
The pickle shoved in their mouth.
Okay. I got a message for those Yankees.
That seems like there's a law to keep that from happening.
There should be a law to keep from what they did. That is crazy to me. Like the whole game. Look, hey, they came back. They had that huge home run, that grand slam, and really actually, you know, kind of opened it up. They won 11-4 last night. But the story to me is what goes through your mind that says, I'm going to grab his glove. And then I'm going to try while grabbing his glove with my other hand. And when I say who this is Mookie Betts coming into foul territory to catch a foul ball. And then I'm going to try to pry it open. By the way, the out's been recorded. Referee called, the official, the umpire called the out. I'm going to then take my hand, pry it open.
Get that webbing open.
Like I'm trying to strip a running back. I'm trying to rip out the ball from the running back. Then what possessed my friend then next to him to then grab Mookie's other wrist to hold his wrist down so he could continue? What in the hell rolled through their minds to think, this is cool for me to do? This is cool
for me
to do.
That's just severe Yankee dumbassery, man.
And the part about the Yankees, they are some dumbass. And the worst part is, it took people talking about it for them to go ahead and say they were banned from coming to tonight's game.
Major League Baseball had to ask.
They had to step in. They were going to let them jokers come in.
They escorted them out after that, and they said, yeah, you can come on back tomorrow.
Those dudes, their season tickets should be revoked. I'm sure they don't have a problem with filling those season tickets for somebody.
Not for the rest, Yankees. Not for the rest of this World Series.
No, I think their season tickets should be revoked. That's one. And you have been grabbing folks. Grabbing players.
Yeah,
that was wild to me.
Yeah, if you missed it last night in the World Series games where the Yankees won and this thing's going to Game 5, there is a foul ball hit down the right field line. Mookie Betts runs over, jumps up, glove in the crowd, catches it, and two fans grab onto his wrist, his glove. And by the way, the way that these fans were grinning and laughing, they knew exactly what they were doing. It's not like I could see. I could see, Ron.
That was not a. It was too long to be something.
No question. But I could see where you're just standing there and the ball's coming down. And you're looking, and all of a sudden, a major league.
You can see the Steve Bartlett thing happen to you.
Well, even trying to catch the ball, or even this, I would not do this. But I could see where somebody may grab the glove and try to get a souvenir and try to. But these dudes, like, literally held Buddy up and are trying to rake the baseball out of the glove, and they're smiling and laughing. Yeah, I mean, it just, like, I don't know. I was disgusted with the dudes that were doing it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.